Never before has it been more difficult for parents to raise their children as they would like to see them raised. Furthermore, it has never been more difficult, more serious, the consequences that result when parents fail to raise their children for the Lord Jesus Christ. In view of this, I would like to suggest today some 10 reasons why every Christian family should have a family altar, that is, a time when the entire family gathers around the Lord Himself in His name, look into His Word, and pray. Here are the 10 reasons why I believe every family should have this daily time with God. First, because it will send you forth to daily tasks with a cheerful heart, stronger for the work, truer to duty, and determined in whatever is done to glorify God. Read, if you will, Colossians 3:17. Number two, because the family altar will give you strength to meet the discouragements, disappointments, the unexpected adversities, and sometimes the blind hopes that may fall to your lot. Again, read, this time, Hebrews 2:18. Number three, I am convinced that every family that knows and loves the Lord should have a family altar, a daily time when they get together with God, because it will make you conscious throughout the day of the attending presence of the unseen divine one who will bring you through more than conquerors over every unholy thought or thing that rises up against you. Philippians 4:4-7. Number four, because the family altar will sweeten the home life, that is, of every Christian, and will enrich home relationships as nothing else can do. Would you please read Ephesians 6:1-9? Number five, we need a family altar because it will dissolve the misunderstandings and go toward relieving the friction which sometimes intrudes into the sacred precincts of even the Christian family. Read Romans 12:9-11. Number six, because the family altar will hold as nothing else the boys and girls who are now young men and women when they have grown from beneath the parental roof. The family altar very often largely determines the eternal salvation of children raised in Christian homes. Would you like to read 2 Timothy 3:15-17? Number seven, it will exert a helpful and hallowed influence over those who may at times be guests within your home. What an opportunity to be an influence for God, for good, for eternal glory. Read Romans 14:7-9. Number eight, because the family altar will enforce, as perhaps nothing else can do, the work of the local church, the work of the fellowship where you are serving the Lord. And it will stimulate the life of your local church fellowship when your family is close to the Lord themselves. Read Romans 15:6-7. Number nine, because the family altar will furnish an example and a stimulus to other homes for the same kind of life and service and devotion to God. This time, read Acts 2:46-47. And number ten, because the Word of God requires the family altar. In thus obeying God, we honor Him who is the giver of all good and the source of all blessing. Will you read in this connection Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. But friend of mine, let me just say quickly that unless you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, especially those parents who are listening, you cannot properly conduct a family altar. You cannot draw your boys and girls, your children, to the Savior, nor lead them in the way you'd like for them to go until, first of all, you have made that individual and personal commitment of yourself to Jesus Christ, acknowledging that you are a lost, guilty sinner, and accepting the one who suffered, bled, and died at Calvary, and was resurrected that He might give you eternal life. Will you trust Him today? Then, friend of mine, you can lead your family in family devotions at a daily altar. May the Lord bless you for His name's sake. Amen.